Excellent. Good morning, everybody. This is David Ambrose. We are here with the CPC meeting. We're going to begin in about a minute, so just a couple housekeeping items as you find your way to some of these seats here. Please make sure to turn your cell phones off. This is a very loud and echoey chamber. We want to make sure to give attention to whomever is speaking. Also, the agendas are located as you walked in, and we will be following that closely today. In addition, there are speaker cards, so please, if you wish to speak on an item on the agenda, including public comment, please fill those out, and we will begin in about a minute. Thanks, everybody. Excellent. Good morning. David Ambrose here. We're convening the CPC meeting today, June 22nd, 2017, at 8:38 a.m. We're here in the Youth Activity Center on the campus of Crenshaw Christian Center. The commissioners present include myself, David Ambrose, Commissioner Mark Mitchell, Commissioner John Mack, Commissioner Renee Digg-Wilson, Commissioner Dana Perlman, and Commissioner Veronica Padilla-Campos. And I want to welcome everyone here this morning. To a couple of reminders now on the record, this meeting is being recorded and simulcast. So as you speak, please make sure to speak close to that microphone. State your name each time you speak. And we are going to be following the agenda. Agendas, as I mentioned earlier, for those new guests are located in the rear of the room, along with speaker cards for each item. If you wish to speak before this commission, please fill out the appropriate speaker card and turn it into James or Cece. And they are right here to my right. Also note that public comment period is for any item that is not on the agenda. If you wish to speak during that time, please also fill out a speaker card and turn it in as well. Please turn off all cell phones and or put them on vibrate so as not to disturb the proceedings. Speaking of disruptions, disruptions will not be tolerated. If you disrupt the proceedings, you will receive one warning. If you continue the disruptive behavior, you will be escorted from the meeting by security. Regarding item number three, if you represent a certified neighborhood council and you have a written resolution or community impact statement, please submit it at this time, as we'll be hearing those items shortly. If it does relate to an item, we were going to call those during the item. Item number one is going to be moved to the end of the agenda in terms of the Director of Planning report. But does the city attorney who's with us, Donna, do you have anything to report to the CPC this morning? It's on.
Okay. Donna Wong for the City Attorney's Office. Just very briefly, just wanted to give the commission a heads up about litigation that's involved concerning oil regulation in another county, in Monterey County. It's just a topic that I know has percolated within the conversation of this commission on various occasions. In Monterey County, there is a Measure Z that it was a voter initiative that they passed. Right now, that's currently being litigated heavily by two oil companies, and the city is following that very closely as it goes forward and looks at how it may regulate oil extraction operations in the city. So we just wanted the commission to know that the city attorney's office and the city is following that litigation very closely.
Thank you, Donna. Questions on Donna's comments?
I have a, if we're talking about the director's report right now.
We're talking, director's report has been moved to the end, but we are talking with regards just to the city attorney and her comments.
Okay, I'm interested in, possibly this is relevant to the director's report more, but I'm interested in regulation proposed by the city council recently. There have been two motions, one about clean air for traffic pollution near freeways, and another one about regulating oil in the city of Los Angeles and oil drilling. I was wondering if we could get that information now, but that's really a question for the director's report instead.
So what we'll do to respond to that, Renee, is as he is able to join us, we will...
I think Kevin Keller
Kevin, are you prepared?
Is sufficient.
Yeah. Excellent.
Good morning, Kevin Keller, City Planning. Maybe we will have the director's report at the end of the meeting when Vince Pertoni joins us, but maybe just building off of the oil drilling comments, just a little bit of an update there. Thank you, Commissioner Digg-Wilson. As the city attorney mentioned, we do have a lot of oil drilling activity, legal activity, I should say, in terms of out there. We also have a few motions. So just a quick update on oil drilling, building off the city attorney's comments. The city is working on multiple fronts on the oil drilling and extraction issues. The goal is really to ensure that activity is not creating negative impacts in our communities. There's recently been a motion on the Rancho Park oil drilling site that's in West LA. The Department of City Planning is working with Building and Safety to determine that all activity in that site is in compliance. There has been a report to Plum this week. Our zoning administrator, Jack Chang, is leading that effort. And DBS has issued, on that particular case, written orders to comply for certain mechanical permitting issues that were discovered. There was an additional motion.
Okay, I'm sorry. So the issues that what they're how they're dealing with many of those issues is stepping up enforcement.
Correct. The existing oil drilling were basically in that location. The council directed the departments to go out and inspect and kind of take stock of where we are. Planning has also asked for a plan approval to bring that project back in to just confirm that it's in compliance with all of its conditions. That experience led to a second motion more recently to asking to expand this type of work basically citywide to a wider number of existing oil drilling sites. Some are, you know, operating just fine. Others, there's been complaints about neighborhood impact. So that is being pulled together. The City Planning Department is joining an internal working meeting next week with these departments to kind of identify the best way to go about this and to really kind of get to go kind of site by site through our existing oil drilling operations. The third approach to this is really something I think we wanted to hit is the citywide regulatory framework. Our oil drilling is not just in one community plan or another community plan. It really is a district woven throughout the city. So there is also the idea of addressing a more comprehensive update to what these regulations are, how they work, and especially how the public review process goes when new oil drilling or change in extraction technology is proposed. So just on that last and final note, in September of last year, the department issued a zoning administrator memorandum that really clarified these procedures to just make that very clear about what's expected in terms of public review and outreach. And just as City Attorney Donna Wong was stating, the city is currently in litigation over that memo as well. So it is a very a legal field, but we are moving forward within the role of the planning department because we do really want to make sure that this activity is well regulated and does not negatively impact our communities. So thanks for letting us give that report.
Okay. Is there more about there's also a motion about within City Council for the Department of City Planning and Health, Mental Health, and Education to study air quality near freeways?
Correct. Air quality in freeways, we did have another report recently at Plum on this motion. There has been a more recent flurry of activity about some academic research just kind of highlighting the importance of proper filtration and design of siting new residential units next to freeways. As this commission knows, there is a CPC advisory on this matter that was issued a few years ago, really calling greater levels of scrutiny for any entitlement that seeks to introduce residential uses to where there was none proposed before. So that would be such as allowing residential on an industrial parcel, upzoning along a freeway, things like that. We did have in 2016 a pretty landmark piece of legislation that this commission worked on was Clean Up, Green Up, which was a comprehensive look at how do we kind of better regulate the interaction between residential and industrial uses. Clean Up, Green Up targeted a few key neighborhoods, but also had a citywide component. And so we're really excited that one of those components was a mandatory design and filtration criteria for all new residential located along freeways. So prior to that, if a project had to come to, let's say, this commission or had gone through the environmental process, it would normally be mitigated with, you know, air filtration, the MERV 13 filters, the design criteria. But if it was a by right project at the Building and Safety Department, it may not go through that same criteria. So that ordinance now requires that across the board. And so that's something that we're going to be reporting back on. There is still ongoing, you know, analysis about what else can the city do in those locations, but that's kind of the update so far. And I think when we have our report back, we're happy to kind of bring it here, too, and get some feedback.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Thank you.
Thank you.